From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Robert Sacco, the office managing partner of the West Palm Beach office for Fox Rothschild. Robert, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So when we spoke to you for our Invest Palm Beach report, we spoke about the strength of Florida's law schools as well as young legal talent. With the lack of in-person interaction caused by remote work this past year, how has your firm transformed your apprenticeship model in order to acclimate and train these young legal professionals when they join?
It's been an interesting year. We had 28, I believe, first-year associates this year. And of course, with everything going on, COVID, it's been a challenge to integrate them. But we have tackled the problem in several different ways, using virtualization technology like we're using right now, through training, and also through town halls. We do, for example, in the training area, we're doing a completely virtual summer program, or we've just completed, I should say. It was interesting because when COVID forced the closure of the offices, the firm very quickly pivoted, transitioning to a virtual model. And they came up with a number of different programs that allowed the new associates to feel they were part of the firm and were being integrated with the culture of the firm. You know, different kinds of programs for different settings. Programs, in some cases, based on PowerPoint and videos and, you know, kind of real-time Q&A type scenarios. In some areas, we rolled out entirely new programs for first-year associates that were developed specifically with the idea in mind that these were going to be virtual programs. And of course, most importantly, given everything that's going on, they got training in virtual communication, like this kind of a format. You know, these were all kind of important areas. But in addition to those formalized training that they would get in those ways, one of the things that we were concerned about is personal wellness for our new associates. And it's easy to feel disconnected when you're not directly within the office and you're tuning in remotely. And so a couple of things that we focused on were, you know, training programs and sort of resiliency and mindfulness and, you know, just sort of helping them through the process. And then, you know, not just for our associates, but for our entire offices in general, each individual office like our own, focused on town halls where we encourage partners and practice group leaders and office leadership to engage with people virtually. And it's not easy to do sometimes, and you kind of have to draw people out, but I think we've done a pretty good job of it. We do video meetings on a regular basis, we give firm updates, and we even do virtual happy hours, where we've done everything from play trivia games to share, you know, alcoholic beverage recipes. So it keeps people in touch.
I heard an interesting term in another one of my interviews, professional intimacy, which I think are two words that you wouldn't necessarily put together prior to this past year, but we've been pushed to find how to be intimate in a professional setting, given how remote we are.
Yes, that's true. You know, it's kind of interesting because there are some people who they're given the opportunity to do the remote working thing, but they just, especially for some of the new associates, they just want to be here. You know, they're tired. They, you know, a lot of them were cooped up in their, you know, final semester, or were just cooped up over the whole part of the summer, and they just wanted to be in a professional environment. And so for them, you know, we've made accommodations. They're in the office, and you know, there's There's just something to be said for putting on a dress shirt and a pair of slacks and taking off the pajamas and coming into the office and actually, you know, looking and feeling like a professional.
Absolutely. You know, stemming from the challenges of 2020, how has your approach to process transformed regarding the way that you provide guidance and services to your clientele, which I know ranges from the global communications markets to major defense contractors?
So we were already using video conferencing technology like this before 2020, as many people were. But I think what's really changed is the comfort level that people have with the technology. Clients who might have traditionally preferred an in-person meeting or might have found a video conference to be inadequate substitute for a personal meeting, they've come to recognize the convenience and the benefit that these meetings, you know, can have. And so I think for people who weren't necessarily doing it in the past, it's kind of opened the door to allow us to do that. And as far as demand for services are concerned, it's really been quite an astounding year. I'm trying to remember when we first spoke, but at the beginning of the COVID crisis, there was a real concern that there was going to be a downturn in demand for legal services and all sorts of services in general. You know, the reality is after a period of adjustment over the summer, we've been as busy as ever, really. And it's turned out to be a very solid year for us.
Are there any particular products or services that you saw the most demand in?
No. You know, there have been some areas where it's been a little soft over the summer and in some of the real estate areas and things like that. But, you know, in general, we've seen a pickup across the board. Things have been busy, deals, litigation, patent filings, which is kind of work that I do. After a lull over the summer, you know, things really started to pick up and ramp up, and we're starting to see, you know, the creative juices flowing and people getting back to seeking to file new inventions and get protection for the technology, things like that.
Over the last year, how has technology permanently transformed and changed the legal sector and the way that trials and depositions are handled? And how do you think that these changes will ultimately benefit businesses and individuals that you work with?
So that's a great question. You know, like it or not, I think that virtual hearings and trials and depositions have been a necessity over the past year. You know, as a practical matter, it's really been the only way to keep civil and criminal dockets kind of moving forward during the crisis. So the question is now is what's going to happen as we move past COVID and it's maybe no longer a necessity. I think the thing is no one really knows exactly how that's going to look. You know, I think that there has been a recognition that it's possible to do a lot of these things this way. And it's opened some people's eyes in that regard. But you know, there are pros and cons to doing this stuff, in doing video conferencing. It's obviously convenient, but, you know, it's different. You know, you ask any litigator about trying to do a deposition or talk to a judge or a jury on video, and it's just a different experience. You miss out on physical cues and conversational cues that you'd normally pick up on. If somebody's looking bored, you might not see it. Or if somebody, you know, looks like they're maybe prevaricating on an answer, you may not see that quite as well coming through in video. Another thing is just sort of dealing with the technology is challenging. You know, going to trial or hearing is always challenging, right? But now as a litigator, you have this added layer of you've got to get your technology right. You know, it can be things as silly as how's my microphone sounding? You know, am I coming through clearly? You know, what's the lighting like behind me? What does the environment look like? And so that's another thing that people have to think about. And then if any of it's not working right, heaven forbid your mic is not working, you know, that creates an issue of credibility, really, because, you know, people look at you like, well, you couldn't get your mic working. So, you know, why should we trust what you're saying? And so, you know, there are those issues. It's challenging to deal with exhibits in a virtual setting. And for example, if you want to have a private sidebar with the judge or something like that, you know, it's doable, you know, and you talk to the litigators about how they're doing it, they're working around it, but it's not so easy. How do you step out of the hearing of other people who may be in the courtroom? You know, there's no doubt it's convenient, but as to exactly what it will look like going forward, it's hard to say. You know, there's certainly a cost savings associated with it. Attorney doesn't need to spend time traveling to court, you know, an hour fighting traffic for a 15-minute hearing, or, you know, halfway across the country for maybe for a deposition, right? But, you know, those cost benefits ultimately have to get weighed depending upon what kind of a matter it is. And I think really what this has done is it's opened up some new options for the way things can be done. And, you know, options are good. They give you different ways of doing things, and sometimes they may work, they may fit in with what you're trying to do, and other times they may not be appropriate. And I think that's what you're going to see. It's just another way of doing things.
Sure. You know, last year was an incredibly transformative year. We saw how the legal profession was pushed to transform, how businesses were pushed to transform, but it was also a year of personal transformation. How have you transformed after the experiences of 2020?
You know, it's been a very interesting year. And one thing that I've really come to realize is how much the energy and vitality of the people that you work with can affect the way you feel about what you're doing and your energy towards work. You know, humans are social creatures. And I think that when we're with a team, when we're working together, and you can see those team members around you all working towards it, I think there's an energy that we draw from that. And I think that, you know, people sometimes talk about, you know, their dream job involves, you know, a laptop working on the beach. And, you know, it's kind of a great thought, you know, but the reality is that there's a disconnectedness that can come from remote work. And I think it's really, for me at least, it's made me appreciate the people that I work with more and just value the opportunity to be able to get up from my desk after working on a brief or a patent application and step into someone else's office and say, how you doing? Or bump into somebody in the lunch cafeteria and chat for a few minutes and hear about what's going on in their lives and in their cases with their families and so on. It's a good thing. And I found I miss it and I appreciate it more.
Yeah, I think that we're all very much looking forward to be able to gather as we once were. And it's still uncertain when that exactly will be, but surely we will definitely, like you said, we are social creatures. We will find each other again.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.